Yes, it's different because what we buy at the store, you know, is in little pieces. Mm-hmm. And that you, if when we used to make cottage cheese, well, I've made cottage cheese in my many a time in my time. We'd put it, have a clean, you know, a cloth that we'd put it in, a bag we'd put it in. Well, it'll come out in a whole piece, and then you just slice it.
Huh. Is it kind of like the?
But it has quite the same taste.
Uh-huh.
Only homemade cottage cheese is much better.
You know the cream cheese you can get at the store?
Yeah.
Is it like that at all?
No, it would be solid. It would just be solid.
Uh-huh.
And a solid lump, and you'd slice it off and put cream and sugar or whatever you want to put on it.
How did you make cottage cheese?
Well, I just told you. We'd let the milk clabber to where it was solid, and then put it in a cloth bag and hang it up. You have to have some place to hang it and let it drip, and all that whey, that liquid that's in there, that's whey. That will all, you can take a whole bowl of clabber, and maybe you'll have just a little bit of, just a lump of cottage cheese.
I mean, you don't have to add anything to it?
No, just, no, just not a thing in the world. Just let that, that's the way we used to make it.
How long would it take in all from the time?
Oh, honey, now, I don't remember that clearly. But anyway, maybe we'd fix it like today, and sometime tomorrow it would all be dripped out. Every bit of that fluid would drip out of it, and it'd just be solid. And then you could just slice it with a knife. I've made cottage cheese many a time.
Does the milk you get at the store, can it clabber, or is it been?
No. No, they put a chemical in there, something that homogenized milk. It might clabber if you leave it out long enough, but it's not fit to eat after it clabbers.
Mm-hmm.
It has a smell to it, because I've tried that. I know that because I have tried it, and it isn't. You see, they make their buttermilk. They don't wait till it sours within itself. They put some kind of acid in there to clabber the buttermilk at the dairy.
The first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out?
Strain it. Put it through a strainer cloth or strainer.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock I...
Milk the cow?
Okay. And you let butter sit and it gets until it doesn't taste right anymore.
Rancid.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
Pass the potatoes?
Or go ahead and...
And serve themselves? Wait on yourself?
Okay. Or another way of saying that, go ahead and what yourself?
Help yourself?
Okay. So he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Helped himself.
You ever hear people say hope? You hope yourself?
No, I don't like that. I never, people might say it, but I never hope themselves. No, I never said that.
That sounds funny.
That sounds funny. I never said that.
Someone offers you some food and you don't want it, you say, no, thank you, I don't.
Care for it.
And you say, we fixed breakfast this morning and then everybody
ate.
And yesterday, by that time, we had all
eaten.
And tomorrow I will.
We'll eat it.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
Leftovers.
Okay, or it's been done what?
Reheated.
Okay. Did you ever say head over or warmed up? Or?
No, I don't. I might have said it sometime in my time, but...
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew it.
And he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow?
He could chew it, but he couldn't what it.
Swallow.
Well, say the whole thing. He couldn't what it.
Swallow it.
Okay. And if you were thirsty, say, I what a glass of water.